just west of Glasgow, in the hills above Clydebank, something ancient lies hidden beneath the grass. Not a tomb or fortress, but a massive sandstone slab, etched with symbols we still can't interpret. Known as the Cocknose Stone. It measures approximately 43 feet by 26 feet, 13 by 8 meters, and it's covered with over 90 carvings, motifs, concentric rings, spirals, and cup marks. These are examples of Neolithic Bronze Age petroglyphs, very common across the British Isles, parts of Spain, and Scandinavia. Archaeologists date these marks, though, to between 3,000 and 5,000 years ago. It was around the late Neolithic to early Bronze Age, centuries before writing appeared in Scotland, in an age when stone and early metal shaped communities. First brought to attention by Reverend James Harvey, right around 1887, the stone attracted antiquarians and curious visitors for decades. But as tourism grew, so did the damage. Natural weathering, trampling, vandalism, even graffiti. In 1965, responsible authorities decided to rebury the stone under protective soil, and it remained hidden for half a century. In 2015, and again 2016, a collaborative effort by the University of Glasgow and the Fectum Foundation, it unearthed the stone, not for display, but for thorough documentation. Over 10 days in September 2016, they conducted ultra-high-resolution 3D laser scanning, drone photogrammetry, and detailed photography, accurate to the millimeter. All 90-plus motifs, modern graffiti, and even traces of 1930 paint, they were all digitally preserved. And then the stone was recovered for ongoing protection. Today, the original stone, it remains buried. But its exact digital replica enables global analysis. Researchers are using this data to explore multiple layers of activity, ritual, territorial marking, and potential astronomical mapping, let it be Iron Age or early Christian additions, 20th century graffiti, and even Ludovic McLellan Mann's colorful cosmological grid that was painted in 1937. The result? The Cocknose Stone, it's more than just ancient art. It's a 5,000-year-old long biography of human engagement. Each generation, each era, they had it marked. And they added their marks. And maybe the carvings aren't meant to be deciphered. Maybe their power lies in reminding us all, the people across millennia, they are all compelled to very simply say, I was here. Someday, we do hope to thoroughly understand what the markings on this stone mean. But for now, that remains an interesting story for another time. These are Interesting Things with JC.